Thank you. tonight. Some you got, some you got, some you got. Make me wanna treat you right. Was never you got. Oh, you ought to know. 'Cause I don't.
Like to dance to the music? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I can't hear it.
Yeah.
gonna talk about a little soul food if you can dig it. I like some fried neck bone sometimes and home fried. No chitlins, man. Don't do that.
Sorry about that. Don't mess up that good food.
Candy yams, man.
Yeah! Just give me some more.
And welcome back to Van Cleek Cooley here. It is 8:16 p.m. Been a little bit late getting on here. Playing some funky music. Playing some the JBs, some Charles Wright, and some more JBs right now with Give Me Some More by James Brown and his band.
Hey, Cooley.
Yeah, what's up?
I was playing the tambourine over here. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that is you, eh?
Yeah, the tambourine. There, here you go.
You don't actually have to move your hand.
I am.
That's Rod Gilbank on the tambourine.
Yeah.
Gilbank and the tambourine band went solo for a while until he realized he's playing a tambourine by himself.
Yeah, not too many people showed up.
No, for the live show.
It was rough. It was a long, long 7 years.
So, Gilbank, what's going on tonight?
Nothing. That's why I'm here.
No? What are you... Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. It's a good draw, eh?
Yeah.
What's happening in these parts the last couple days? Last night you did the Revision Radio.
I was part of the Revision Radio.
How was it?
Taking news seriously for a change.
Oh, yeah. Taking news serious.
Yeah. It was actually a lot of fun. A great show. It will be aired tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or it'll be on tomorrow, at least.
Tomorrow.
There, right?
Yeah.
And she'll be on the radio, on the internet.
Right on.
And
what did you guys talk about?
We talked about a few things. There was a big happening. I can't talk about it
really?
Too specifically. But
is it live tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's live tomorrow. I don't want to give anything away, but there were some big happenings. And definitely something you should be interested in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Me, myself?
You specifically.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's about me?
Yep. There was even some nice throwbacks in there. Did some old news.
Okay.
Eddie dug up some things from me that I put on the internet years and years ago. And he was nice enough to bring them back up and let me relive through it.
Really?
Yeah.
So some new... Oh, yeah, just keep moving that. Some new old news that you brought back up tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly.
Past tense, tomorrow night. And that's going to be on Revision Radio, aired here tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Normally on Tuesday nights, but they did a dry run on Tuesday night. And they're going to play it on Thursday night. That's right. Revision Radio.
Mixing it up.
Oh, yeah, just throwing you off. So this is the Van Cleek Cooley Radio 2 Hour, heard every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. We got to be looking at like maybe 8-9 months of doing this show now.
We're about to give birth.
Yeah, we are. What?
Well, I'm not sure.
What do you mean?
8-9 months.
Did you know a real child labor, not labor, sorry.
Child labor? What I know lots about. Wait,
do you?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. You look like you might.
Well, I could.
I saw you in pain today. It looked like you were in labor. Gilbank went down to Mike Dean's today.
Oh yeah.
After seeing me with a single serving prepackaged spring roll, and he was honestly amazed. He's like, "Where'd you get that?" I said, "Mike Dean's." He goes, "No, they don't have that kind of food there." I'm like, "Yeah,
got that at the Dean's.
Look in the frozen section." Sure
enough,
I was
like, "There's a frozen section."
You just know of the hot dog section.
Oh, yeah, there's the hot dogs
and
that rolling thing.
Oh, and the rolling
cans
thing.
Cans of peaches.
Yeah. Cans of peaches. That's still one of the funniest things I've ever seen you do. What are you having for dinner tonight? Oh, I don't know, can of peaches.
Half a can of peaches in the fridge from last night.
But you went down there and bought yourself. Actually, I owe you. I owe you for half of it.
Don't worry about that.
All right. A whole big box of spring rolls. Which, how many did you have today? you're looking at like 6, right?
No, I'm looking at 5.
5 of those, and how many of those burrito things or whatever they were?
Oh, no, it was 5 of the things in total.
No, you had more than that, didn't you?
No.
Really?
I had three, really? And then I had two, yeah.
So you really don't know.
Because now I had it, and I was like, oh, this is really good. And then I was like,
they
oh.
They are good.
But then, like, an hour later, I'm like, wow, how am I still hungry for some reason? So I had to have two more. They're amazing. They were nice and delicious.
They really are. They're good in the microwave, but they're even better in the oven, let me tell you.
I can only imagine.
Amazing out of the oven. Amazing. So, Gilbank, tonight again, we are going to ask very, very, very simple Canadian trivia. Did you not hear what I said?
Canadian?
Canadian trivia.
Like?
Very simple Canadian
trivia.
Canadiana? Yeah, Canadiana trivia.
So, Montreal Canadian trivia.
Not Montreal Canadian trivia. Did you hit...
I've been studying for no reason then.
Well, you don't need to study because you're not allowed to answer the questions.
Well, you should have told me.
You can't win a four-pack of Lug Tread because you work at Bose All Natural. Oh. Okay. Although, yeah, come by tomorrow. Come by tomorrow and I'll give you a four-pack.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh,
no problem.
Geez,
if
that was
if
easy.
You win.
I'm going to work real hard for this one.
All right, here's the question. Gilbank, no, you can't put it
okay,
up on
I'm
the...
Okay, I'm not going to... Yeah, we could do it on the interweb soon.
Okay. The question tonight is, and we're going to answer this because we're actually not airing live.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. We're not doing it live.
So I'm asking you a question. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
I won't check the internet. Just right. Hold on, I need to unlock my phone.
You ready?
I'm ready. Ready.
How many provinces are in Canada? Gilbank, how many provinces are in Canada?
So that doesn't include the territories?
Gilbank, how many provinces are in Canada?
And you're looking for a number answer.
A number. Well, what else would it be? I'm asking you for a count of how many provinces are in this great country of Canada. Gilbank, answer the question. And I'm going to come back shortly and tell you if you're right.
Okay, well, I'm going to answer... it's sad. I don't actually know. I'm going to say nine.
Did you not go to school?
What's
like,
that?
Like, recently?
No.
I'm actually going to check it online just to be sure.
So, what's your guess, then? You don't know either. Can't be the same as me, because I'm obviously wrong, according to you.
Well, I'm not going to say it right away, but...
I don't want to sound stupid. So
there is... Well, okay, we'll do it right now. There's Quebec. There's Ontario. Have you heard of Ontario?
Nope.
Okay, there's British Columbia.
Yeah.
Alberta.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Newfoundland.
Yeah.
And Labrador. That's not two. That's one.
Okay.
Newfoundland and Labrador.
Yeah. It's PEI.
Saskatchewan. Manitoba. New Brunswick. And Prince Edward Island.
So I might have screwed one up because I said Prince Edward Island.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's 10 or 11.
Holy moly, what's going on there? There's there's 10.
10. So I was only off by one. I obviously forgot about Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah, is it even really count? Someone was like, oh, fine, you can have a piece too, and just drew two lines.
Right beside each other.
Right in the middle, like here. Just
it's the mythical place of Saskatchewan. So again, Quebec, Ontario, British Columbia, Alberta, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and Labrador, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, New Brunswick, and PEI. How many of those provinces, Gilbank, have you been in?
Oh my goodness.
This is not a trivia. This is, I'm asking.
I need to check the internet.
On this.
I believe.
Well, you're going to have to go to Facebook to see how many of those you've been to, right?
I think it's about, I've been to Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, New Brunswick, and PEI.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
You've been all over the place.
I've hit everything, everything in the east.
Good for you.
Yeah, working on it, man, working on it. A little bit of time.
So you haven't been to British Columbia?
I have not. I've always wanted to go out to Alberta, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Alberta is beautiful. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
But no, that's a future goal. I mean, I'm looking to vacation down there.
Are you?
Over there.
Over there.
Not really.
Out there, up there.
Up there, over there, yonder.
Useless Canadian trivia here on Van Cleek Cooley here tonight. My name is Sean Cooley. This is the Van Cleek Cooley radio show with Rod Gilbank.
Rod Gilbank here.
Gilbank. Keep listening. We're going to be back soon. Here's some more JB's.
So
something you got. Make me want to treat you right. I wonder what that is. Whatever you got, you got it. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we'd like to present a dynamic young man. A soulful young man.
Right here.
Tall.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
Handsome.
Yeah.
Eloquent.
Yeah.
Very funky. A fantabulous young man, ladies and gentlemen. James Gibson.
Don't get love sad as can be, cause a pretty face got the best of me. And suddenly, you came into my life and brought me meaning and beauty. That your love is near. A pretty face you may not possess, but what I like about your tenderness, yeah. A pretty face will make somebody's face. I'll take the love in any place, cause I know that you know all is lonely. It goes deeper than I can do. You have a pleasing personality, and that's an ever-loving rare quality. A pretty girl, and she looks so fine. I'll show you on with loving all the time, cause I know that you know the beauties. So if you're looking for a lover, don't judge a book by its cover. She may be fine on the outside and I have a soul, but your soul on the inside. But I'm talking about beauty, not tootie. I'm talking about beauty, not tootie. Every day and every way, baby. Every hour, all we'll find power. Talking about good. Oh, talking about good. Every day and every way, talking about good. Oh, yeah, beauty. Ah. All right. All right. Thank you very much. I want everybody out there to grab their babies and everything like we're doing up here. We're getting ready to do it to you and everything. Go on and hit me now, Al. Hard to me. Sunny and bright, but after I've been crying all night, the sun seems cold and the new day seems old. But since I lost my baby, the bosses are paying. Not a sad word should a young heart be saying. When fun is a bore and with money I'm poor. But since I lost my baby, oh, since I've lost my baby, the next time I'll be kind to y'all, yeah. You got to please help me find someone out there. You got to remind her,
someone
of the lover she's left behind her. Till I find her, I'll be trying to. Every day I'm growing kinder, inclined. Thing of the past, I can't seem how my hope's gonna last. When good things are bad, when you're happy, I'm sad. But since I've lost my baby, oh, since I've lost that baby, I feel so.
Since I Lost My Baby by Charles Wright. Sorry for not telling you where we're going on there. Go, Ben.
Yeah, I was busy. I was busy doing some stuff and things over here.
You were playing Happy, what is it again? Crazy Birds or Angry Birds?
Angry.
Happy Birds?
Upset Ducks, I believe.
Hey, do you play that game on your iCompatible device there? called Geometry Dash.
Geometry Dash. This sounds educational.
No, it sounds like it. It's not. It's just a bunch of like cubes and triangles and spheres and stuff like that.
Not a big fan of shapes.
Mike. Yeah, you like just like bludgeon D.
Oh, yeah. Like it's got to be cool. Yeah. Just weird shapes.
Really?
Not which are shapes? Nah, okay, so I don't like regular shapes.
Okay, I got it.
Obtuse shapes?
Obtuse. Yeah. Obtuse spaces.
Gluttonous?
Gluttonous? Gluttonous, you mean?
Gluttonous, that's gluttonous. What I meant. Gluttonous. Sorry, I mispronounced something.
Now we're talking like glutinous. Glutinous? It's gluten-free.
Yeah, some gluten-free shapes, please.
So my kids are playing Geometry Dash on their eye-compatible devices now, and the music... It's not much of a game. It's just a bit bouncing around and this and that. The music on it is so catchy. It's not even funny. It's like so catchy. It's not even funny. You should download it.
I should download it.
What's it called? Like Crossy? You ever played that one? Crossy. Street Crossy?
Nope. That sounds like Frogger.
That's exactly what it is. Look at it. It's a different character.
Of course.
And it's Frogger.
It's just Frogger.
It's the game of Frogger. I was over at John and Jen's yesterday.
Okay.
And their daughter was playing Frogger. And I'm like, yeah, that's called Street Crossy now. They call it Crossy something.
Wow, that is the biggest way to rip someone off.
It's total ripoff. It's like coming in with Pac-Man, but calling it MacPac or something. Like, it's just stupid. Anyways.
Blob Eater.
Yeah, Blob Eater. So tonight on the show, we were asking some questions. And Gilbank struck out.
I did strike out.
Just keep hitting the microphone.
Over here. You
keep
hit the table with your beer bottle.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Okay, it was me. So, I'm really enjoying myself tonight just playing some old funk music, some Charles Wright. Got some DJ Food coming up right next. That's a little bit of a spin. Got some more Charles Wright coming after that. Some JB's. Later on in the show, I'm going to start playing some more normal Van Cleek Cooley show on Van Cleek FM, the voice of the community, and some hip-hop. But you know what? I'm going to get back to it, just listening to some music.
Delicious.
Want to say anything, Gilbank?
Anything.
Good work. All right, it's the Van Cleek Cooley radio program. My name is Sean Cooley. That's Rod Gilbank.
Anything. Get hip to you dig business to you say baby a baby a baby a baby 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 don't you know how that I love you right now I want you come home and do me mama yeah and oh my darling you got to stand by me you know how and Wolf will tell you this he'll say oh smokestack lightning come on and dance and stand by me. And old Roy Rogers, he'll tell you something like this. He'll say,
for a moment, okay? Stop. Think 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 for a moment, okay? Stop. okay? Stop. Think for a moment, okay? Stop. Stop. Think for a moment, okay? Stop. Think for a moment, okay? Think for a moment, okay? Stop. 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 Think for a moment, okay?
Knock, somebody, somebody, let
yeah.
We have another tune that we'd like to dedicate this little portion of our little act to a young man that's very dear to us. Young man, you know him as Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah, Bill Cosby. Elvis. Elvis.
We'd like to dedicate this tune to him.
He's
something
a funny goes
something
man.
Like this here.
Houdini, let me live my life free and easy. Oh, yeah. With my toothbrush in my hand, wanna be a traveling man. I'm a roller. Looking me and I'm gone. You can love if you wanna, but I do declare, when I get disgusted, I got to move somewhere. I'm a roller.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. Can you dig it? Uh-huh. Woo-wee. We'd like to dedicate this all to all of you, because you're so wonderful.
Man, I am ready.
Yeah.
Are y'all ready to get down?
Yeah,
boy, I cannot wait to blow my horn in here tonight.
Oh, man.
Come on, come on, y'all. Let's get on
y'all
this
right.
train. This train is ready to roll.
We got to turn on.
We
go
got
ahead.
To get out of here.
Okay.
Get down and blow.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold it. All aboard the Soul Funky Train.